Tuesday's 7-day averages for the percentage of positive laboratory tests were encouraging. The average for people-over-people tests dropped slightly to 7.83%, the first time under 8% since May 30th of last year. The tests-over-tests average, which takes into account the total number of tests administered, is now at 3.95%, the lowest since May 11th, 2020. Statewide, the health department reported 383 new COVID-19 cases, bringing the 7-day average for positive tests to 443 per day, the lowest since early September. Wasatch County reported 3 new cases on Tuesday. 15 additional deaths were also reported on Tuesday, bringing the statewide COVID-19 death toll to 2,077. 12 of the deaths occurred before March 1st, and none were from either Summit or Wasatch counties. To date, 11 Summit County residents have died from the disease, 21 in Wasatch County. After a lull in vaccines over the weekend, Utah administered over 23,000 doses, bringing the total number of doses administered in the state to 1,178,000. In Summit County, 52% of adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine as of Tuesday. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.